Our plan was to expand the old Juba passengers terminal so that we can use it until also when we finish completing the bigger one, the six bays that you have seen there, which has gone for a number of years and completed. So far, we are behind schedule. We had wanted it to open it during the Christmas, but unfortunately there was some equipment that we have not procured yet that are supposed to be lifted from Dubai. But it's almost complete. The building is complete. It is not as it was before. We have expanded it. We have made use of the space that we have. And if you go inside to look at it now, you'll see it's almost completed. We are waiting for those equipments to be uplifted, some scanners, equipments for handling luggages and all that. So we hope that by this January, in fact, we should be able to invite the president to open it. Okay. And I'm sure you will like it if you were to go and see it. It will be totally different from what used to be the old Juba passenger terminal. As soon as we finish with that, hopefully this month, by January, then we will have to start with the bigger one. And all this is to make Juba really an international airport. Okay. Yeah, and we are progressing very well. We have contacts with investors for the bigger terminal. But once this is finished, at least it will relieve the passengers from all the haggling and the difficulties they faced with the tents that we set up last time, which are being used now. Comfortable traveling and using the new one now, because it's become a new one now, because it's not the old one. We have expanded it tremendously.
Okay. Now, we are in January 2018. Today is the 3rd.
Yeah.
What do you think could be your resolution for this year as the Minister of Transport in the Republic of South Sudan?
Well, I think what we want to do for this year, so we have several projects that we would like to be completed. One is related to the Juba International Airport itself, the passenger terminals. We want to make Juba Airport an international airport. As I said, with the one that we have almost finished, we will move into the bigger one to finish that. And once finished, Juba International Airport becomes real international airport. Secondly, We have an important ATM project for which we are almost about to sign loan agreements with the Exim Bank of China, hopefully soon. And that one will give us the control of our airspace, full control of our airspace. We signed this in the few months coming or few weeks coming. In about 36 months, we should be able to have a full control of our airspace.
Who controls the airspace now, as we talk?
Our airspace now is controlled by Sudan, because we have reached an agreement with Sudan. They used to control it when we were one country. After we became independent, we didn't have the capacity to control our airspace. And so with the help of ICAO, the International Civil Aviation Organization, last year we signed an agreement, in 2016 in fact, with Sudan government. We call it a high-level agreement for the Sudan to continue to manage our airspace while we build our capacity. And that's why we have this ATM project, which comprises of a number of very sophisticated radars to be installed in Juba, Malakal, Wau, and other locations. And that will give us full control of our airspace. So as soon as we develop this capacity, the agreement gives us the right to notify Sudan. Once we have got the capacity to notify Sudan that we are now taking over our airspace, and we shall then take over the control of our airspace. So this is an important project that we are dreaming we must finish. We must really embark on as soon as possible. As soon as all the procedures that we are following up with Exim Bank are finalized. That is one. Mm. Our other one, which is what we need to see, and based on the growing cooperation between Sudan and South Sudan, is the river transport. We have a project on river transport for dredging the river, clearing the river with all the weeds that are there. Not only the River Nile alone, but the tributaries, Bahr Ghazal and Sobat. And this one is also a very important project. And along the Nile also, we like to build river ports so that we make maximum use of the river transport. A large part of River Nile lies in the territory of South Sudan. So we should make good use of this river.
When will this project begin?
This project, we have a discussion going on with some country. We have an MOU pending to sign. But because this is an important area of policy, we are now preparing to present this to the Council of Ministers to get their approval, so that this is a major project which includes the dredging, as I said, and clearing the river and removing any debris that might be obstructing navigation, so that the river is suitable for navigation. It's a major plan. Yeah, already the Japanese have allocated $1 million, and they have contracted $1 million US dollars. They have contracted UNOPS. UNOPS, United Nations. Yeah, and they are now making a study on the use of barges along the Nile River, especially our part from here, Juba, downstream up to Rank. This one, the study is now is being done by UNOPS, and they have already started it. And so that is the beginning of it. When they finish, the two parts will now converge, which is the use of barges for navigation, for tourism, for recreation, and for transportation of goods. This will be our super highway. The river also is good for transportation.
Which country is that that you are already having an MOU with?
We have an MOU with which will soon be signing after I present it to the Council of Ministers. That is the Republic of Egypt.
Okay.
That is there, but of course we are waiting to first make it actually an agreement. We will need the blessing of the Council of Ministers.
Okay.